Hey guys, it's me and only me for another Power Rangers anniversary watch-along here today on Mostly Speakin' Sentai! Oh, baby, like I said, my name's James, and this is Mostly Speakin' Sentai, but I'm all alone in this world with no one to care for me. Won't you come over and see what I'm up to? Maybe on patreon.com/MLMpod, or wherever music is found under Marshland Monster. That's three words, not to be confused with the normal spelling of Marshland, where it's a conjunctioned word. Why is that? Huh? It's a marshy land. Like if I said, oh, this is a very marshy land. It's not marshy, marshy, marshy land. It's not one word, it's two. Sup, you know? How is everyone? We got a lot of news and a lot of stuff to go down. We are discussing Power Rangers Operation Overdrive's Once a Ranger anniversary. And after that, we have one more anniversary episode to go, and then I'll need to figure out what am I gonna do, huh? I'll probably just start finding the weirdest and wildest episodes of Power Rangers to be like, that's it. That's the one Daddy needs. Or the raddest and chillest ones, aka Ninja Storm. You know, the one where it's three of them and they're like, oh my god, I'm gonna be an extreme bicyclist. Cyclist, yeah. You don't ever see her bicyclist. No, it's just, ooh, I have a bicycle. It's two sickles, Grim Reaper style, and I'm slicing down people. The first one's there to really cut through thin cuts of meat, and then the other one finishes the spinal cord. Yeah! Ah! That's some Mortal Kombat type stuff. Okay, guys, Nicole, this is more so like up top, not just me goofing around. I have a lot of stuff to announce. First and foremost, August 11th at 12 p.m., Fan Expo Chicago. We are back. Chuckload of comics is, oh my God, I need a guest for Death From Above, a Sam and Max podcast discussing the comics. I think I'm going to hit up Chuck, but James, don't get distracted. August 11th at 12 p.m. Fan Expo Chicago, we return yet again for a live watch-along of Toei Spider-Man the movie in extreme widescreen. So wide, you're like, that'll never fit through any door ever invented. I don't understand why they made it so wide. The aspect ratio is something you would see, like it looks like panorama. We should be at the Velisafase Panorama Watch in this movie. Nowhere else. That's an extremely LA-centric and even more so Grift Horse-centric reference that people are like, the fuck is a Velisafase Panorama? Huh? We have a lot of Southern listeners. I'm kidding. We have surprisingly a lot of teen listeners now. Shout out to the teens out there who love hearing us talk shit about, I don't know, it's like, whoa, do you think Clayface, you could, like, could he be, even if he were to want to become a trampoline to save you, wouldn't you just, like, fall through that clay? Clay isn't elastic, so that's unrealistic that you could do. Scooby-Doo becoming a trampoline and a pup named Scooby-Doo is more realistic than Clayface becoming that. Teens love this shit. So, yes, August 11th, 12 p.m., Fan Expo Chicago, please, come be in the crowd. Scream stuff at the screen. It's going to be wild and crazy. Then, tomorrow, if you're listening to this the day it drops, on Friday, the instrumentals of the Horror Crunk Entertainment remix album that I did earlier this year, all the instrumentals drop on music platforms. Plus, over on patreon.com/MLMpod, we've got This Existed discussing Kenan and Kel's Two Heads Are Better Than None. Wowzers! Kenan and Kel, I've been getting into multicam sitcoms lately, and Kenan and Kel is a cut above not just children's multicam sitcoms, but a cut above most sitcoms. It's so well written. Just the layered, it's great. and I've been watching The Nanny. It's almost on the level of The Nanny. Just, you know, less jokes because, you know, you got to let the kids breathe. That's all, like, with Mystery Science Theater, the movie, they were like, hey, you can't have so many jokes in a movie theater. Other people will be laughing. And they're like, no, that's why it's kind of more chill, even though all the, especially the Joel era is the chillest shit you can watch. But as I stated, did I already state this? Nicole is getting real busy. Maybe I didn't state this already. So starting in September, we will be doing an every other week schedule for this. Over on the Patreon, it'll be like, hey, you can get us the first week, then the second week is Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark over on the Patreon, then another Mostly Speaking Sentai in the free feed, and then Engaged with Nicolas Cage over on patreon.com/MLMpod. So currently, I'm trying to find, so if anyone you want to reach out, do you think you have something I could do? Anything that I can do by myself or with friends that's kind of a smaller thing, maybe watch-alongs. If you have other tokusatsu stuff, maybe TV shows, whatever, you want to see me watch all of Beetleborgs? Let's do that. I'll do it in one sitting every single episode. I'm kidding. I could cut it up and be like, hey, this was in one sitting. And people will be like, holy shit, you can hear his descent into madness. And then, this is into September. September 15th is the release of the long unreleased MC Deep Marshland Monster collab EP, The Modern Myth, with new remixes by me. It's hard house music and chill jungle drum and bass tunes that you might hear on an Apexscape or a Bomberman 64, that kind of music. I'm very proud of this album. Like, for real, the stuff I've been doing recently, I hope other people enjoy it because I think it's really, really good for a general audience. Like, the musicality of what I'm doing now is so good, and I'm excited to start bringing, I'm taking everything I've learned from my hip-hop stuff, the Dragon Boy Suede stuff, the horrorcore stuff, then the synthwave dark horror soundtrack stuff, and then into this house music. I'm excited for all of this to just meld into one thing, and then I'm just doing my own cool, gnarly shit. That will happen someday. But in the meantime, please listen to these remixes. It's very good. It'll have there's three songs, then it'll have the three instrumentals already on there. It's going to be good. So please check that out. But what we should be checking out now is Once a Ranger. This is episode 20 and 21 of Operation Overdrive, I believe. Let me double check that. Yes, it is. And these are available for free to watch on YouTube. So please sync that up. There will be links in the description. Go to the links. You want to know what? Right now, I'll give a little snippet, like 10-second snippet of one of these new instrumentals, and then that'll be kind of hold music while you sync everything up and get it to 00. Make sure that ad isn't playing if you get an ad in the beginning. Okay, I'll be back in 10 seconds. All right, you are synced up. I am synced up. This is the first of the two-parter. This is episode 20 of Operation Overdrive. I'm going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. A little bit slower, you know me. I give you time. So let's begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Time Force! I'm kidding. I know this isn't Time Force. It sucks that, like, I heard a little bit of this intro. Prepping, and we get to something. His name's Mac. Power Rangers! It's insane no one has been like, hey, James, did you know there's a hip-hop break in the middle of a Power Rangers? And see, like, this is the I wish that was a job. Saving space, like, yeah, but when you, okay, so I wish this were a job of, hey, we need someone to write raps for children's television, because it's always the, like, lowest of the low. It's never good. Rarely good. And there was a Beyblade album that had found some, like, a dope rap band, and it's like, hell yeah. But I could do that, and I do the, like, near rhymes where, like, space and save, yes. But in this case, I think it's four bars for that first verse and four bars for the other. That, and they're not doing internal rhymes, they're not doing multi-syllabic stuff. They could have just been like, all right, we need technically four rhymes. Like, we could do A-A-B-B, A-A-B-B, or just A-A-B-B. Technically, like, CCDD. Like, we just need these different combinations. You, in that case, I will say, do a perfect rhyme. Save in space, it's not good, you know? You could have done save and rave, yeah. Or say, like, we in space on a rave, or I don't know. I can't punch it up right now. I'm trying to watch along to this damn thing, okay? And comment on what's going on more than just my critique of a rap song that they probably had, I don't know, an hour to write in the studio. Holy shit. Is this the concept of... Holy Christmas, that dude looks dope. Is this the Zordon character?
Greetings, enemy of Earth. I know you seek the jewels of the Corona Aurora. I can help you get them.
Okay, the Corona Aurora. The coronavirus Aurora. Or the Corona Areolas. That's when I, you know, hot cups? That, you know, when you cupping, I should say, I take a Corona bottle, put it on my nipple, and then warm it up. The bottle, I mean, not my nipples. My nipples are always frigid, so they could use some warming. But it pulls out my areolas and nipples, so then they're just real long and sausagey. Hell yeah. That's what the ladies like. They like to deep throat a nipple of a man. And a lady. Lainey. I was invited. That dude's got some long teeth. His teeth are too long for his mouth. Who is this man? Okay, that's a terrible mask.
Invited you.
It was I who invited you.
It was I who invited you. And now I sense you all coming harder than me.
Weren't you banished forever?
As you can see, that's not the case.
Oh, he's straight up talking out loud.
I was imprisoned by the Sentinel Knight.
Who's the Sentinel Knight? Okay, so this is new lore. This isn't previously established anniversary type stuff. Wait, he was... Wait, what? This is some Guar shit, guys.
But enough about me. As far as I see it, there's only one.
He looked like,
finding the jewels of the Corona.
David Brodke, or whatever his name is.
Yes, the Rangers have ruined
the coward dangers.
To eliminate the problem at the source.
Yeah, the source is Zordon, dude. What we must do is start severing high school budgets, and then the teens will turn to drugs because the community doesn't believe in youth outreach now. That, like, it would be so easy to just be like, all right, Power Rangers can never exist. Just slash the budget of everything. Like, think smart, not hard, okay? And it's so easy to get a community behind, like, severing anything for teens.
I've got to admit.
Just say, like, oh, hey, yeah, like, we would have more budget to, like, repair the streets if we just, you know, took out the arts, took out after-school subjects, this and that, extracurrics. They have a fancy butler in this one? This is a wild thing. So is he Lord Zedd?
Lord Zedd.
Okay.
Orchestrator of your doom.
Come and kiss me, please.
Yo, that's lame for them to come down in a circle.
Part of the end of the Power Ranger.
Oh, really?
Oh, that dude's ripped. Like he's like his muscles look bad. That's how he has an uncanny valley of muscles. That's how I hope to look someday. Someone's like, yeah, technically he's muscular, like very muscular, but it doesn't look good on his frame. Like, before I had my wisdom teeth out, my cum gutters were getting so, like, bulky and, like, muscular. They were, like, protruding out to make it look like I had a gut or look like I was maybe 3 months pregnant, but of just muscle. Only if a baby came out just muscle, no bone, no anything, no tissue, just muscle. Then I might have a kid. I'd be proud of them. Yeah, like they form the muscle, and as they grow, the other stuff develops, which is the opposite. Where like, oh, you know, the neck muscles need to form better. Nah, man, I want a muscular baby, just always flexing. Henry comes up to be like, oh, what's this? And the cat. The kid just flexes real hard and he gets so scared. Butter wouldn't even try. Butter was by me while I was working out this morning. So like I'm doing the same thing over and over again in repetition, and she like laid down, but then I moved my leg again and then she freaked out. She's like, ah! I'm like, dude, I've been doing this as long as you've been laying down. Holy Christmas. Wait, is she supposed to be, like, exploded? Okay, yeah. Generally, you don't explode in a backflip going forward. You explode in a backflip going backwards. That was bad direction. The explosion flying wirework is not good in this one. It looks like... Okay, except that one's good. That one had purpose. The other things were like, oh, we'll just get it in post. Together we're unstoppable. You gotta get it in production. Not pre-production. I guess, you know, like, when it comes to stunt work, it's all pre-production, baby. You gotta pre-visit. You gotta storyboard it. Make sure everything's looking good on paper. Make sure everything's rehearsed. Everyone knows what's actually happening. And then you do it up. Dang.
What happened?
Clearly, it got destroyed. Some more than others? Oh, shoot. Cats are getting fed.
You are no longer Power Rangers.
Hey, once a ranger, always a ranger, you hussy bitch.
This just keeps getting better.
The Sentinel Knight.
Destroy!
Holy shit. That dude's mustache is gross.
We've got to get out of here.
My teeth can, and the rot that has become them.
They won't cause you any more trouble.
His face just looks like it's putty skin around just like shredded skin. Oh yeah, my jewels are protected right now, baby. It's called a scrotum.
Where does that leave us?
It's called a jockstrap. It's called my hand scratching my nuts.
Powerless.
Damn, they're powerless, like me, every day of my life.
Cut off all access to your ranger powers.
Even our most sophisticated repair program can't fix it.
What? AI's fixing it? It's called getting your hands dirty, greasing the wheels. Taking technology out, making you the god in your hands.
And it's only a matter of time before they come here for the 2 weeks.
Time?
Can't let that happen.
Yes, we can.
Fight to them.
Take it to them to the limit. You have genetically enhanced glands. Holy shit, that's Stonehenge. What if they blow it up?
Police cab
Stonehenge.
Cab door.
One of the most legendary temples on Earth.
I like the way you think.
Place to hide. Man. That person must have regretted the voice they chose for that character. Session 2. Damn! Oh man, that genetically enhanced glands is working its magic. This is the perfect kind of Power Rangers when it's like, holy shit, that's cool looking, but at the same time, absolutely stupid. When they're just in a car shaking themselves, going, gah! As the camera's also shaking.
Out!
Get out! Holy shit, he's the Amityville house. You think that's a wig? You think that's a Merkin? No! That didn't even hit close to you. You shouldn't have. Oh, I guess like if it rocked the ground, it would have thrown you up, I guess. Oh, why would you are invisible? Why would you say any words? No, his genetically enhanced glands. Ah, you just destroyed your car, dude. Guys, stop screaming beforehand. That's how they know. This is so stupid but cool. Try me on for size, you hussy bitch. Try me. Okay, so this is still that extreme sports shit. ATV for PSP. Oh, dang. I bet they're gonna start kissing. Okay, this wire works fucking cool. How did they do that? And how are they filming at Stonehenge?
Remember in Wicker Man when they filmed at Stonehenge?
And they were all horny and whatnot. Whoa! She's faster than a speeding hummingbird. Oh! She looked like someone who was like, when you're drunk and you go to the pizza box, you're like, oh man, I'm so excited to get some pizza. Only to realize like you have like everyone already ate the pizza. You didn't get any. And you go, no! I've never been drunk, so I can only assume that that's how you'd react. I'm kidding. I'd react stone sober like that. Stone sober. Stone cold sober. Austin. No. There's a druid amongst them? Surprise. The Magi Ranger. Hit, hit. I think the Magi Ranger are the least represented of. I never hear about them, even though it's such a strong choice for a Power Rangers season. Like, hey, we're magical. At least I think that's what it's about. Hey, I'm an extreme sporter as well.
Let the games begin.
Oi, mate. Holy Christmas, they are laying waste to these two chuds. No. Sag be damned, Walter Jones is back. Oh, gee. Holy Christmas. Hell yeah. Okay, see? Power Rangers being equally stupid and badass at the same time. That's what Power Rangers is to me. Some better made hot chips, a can of Faygo Red Pop. That's what Power Rangers is to me.
James, quit referencing like underground raps.
Oh, it's not Walter Jones. Wait, what? Was he ever Mastodon?
Thanks. Whoever you are,
we're glad to help.
Is anyone else here?
Yeah, how come this dude from, like, way in the future?
But maybe this isn't the best place.
They go to the White House?
This'll do.
That's like when someone's like, okay, we're in an amusement park. We're going to make a replica of the White House, but just to show, like, the outside a little bit of it. And, like, it's under a cave or something.
Oh, and then I'm going to be the Blue Ranger.
But you're wearing red?
Huh?
Yeah, well, long story short, our mentor, who's that?
He says long story shorts and shows these.
Which used to be run by a bird, but he retired in Miami, and then Sky got promoted, and I got promoted, and that's why I'm the Red Ranger.
He shows off that he's wearing cargo shorts.
Makes sense to me. In any case, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Hell yeah, dude.
Previous Power Rangers to help.
What if every time that ghost showed up, it goes,
we're all happy to help.
Or, beat-a-pop-beat. No, wait, no. What's the beat-a-leedo-deedo-leedo?
It is my duty to see that they are protected.
I might recut this, and every time he comes up, beat-a-leedo-deedo-deedo.
Tori and Kira.
Or just the moans of the Exorcist. Her going, but it's more like guttural. That's actually a pretty good one. I don't think that actress was doing it. How do people know this?
Those Zords are unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't wait to get in the cockpit of that gyro driver. Oh, what incredible command.
Dang, I bet they were all kissing in the cockpit.
I can't believe he's a doctor.
Seems like you're all getting along just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Once a ranger, always a ranger.
Yeah.
I'd love to, like, maybe one of these bonus episodes, I'll have someone on, like an It Takes Two to Toku, someone who's really, and maybe some other people, and we create the best Power Rangers team of not just like, oh, who's the strongest, of like who really represents Power Rangers. And we say we get one red, one green, one blue, one of all colors. So it would probably be like a seven or however many person team. I think that'd be a good idea.
Now that's just rude.
Huh? No, that's just rudo. Attack them! Yarm! Blarm! Yeah. All my choices would be like, I guess Ninja Steel, them dudes? Out of all the Ninja Steel people, who, represents their color the most? I mean, like, gold, that's easy. I think, is she... she's a white ranger, Nynaeve from Wheel of Time. Oh, dang, he's funny. Because I think there's a white and there's a pink. Yeah! People will be like, there's only been, oh wait, no, the white ranger, Tommy. But I think Tommy would, like, people would prefer him more as a green, like, say, he embodies Green Ranger more than he embodies White Ranger. No, he embodies Gold Ranger, James! I don't know if he was the Gold Ranger or not. Dang, your teeth are so big. What are you, building a dam in the middle of the woods in a stream, sir?
You know, I've dealt with Rita and Zed before. Seems like Thrax has inherited their worst parts.
He severed the Overdrive Ranger's connection to the morphine.
You've also dealt with Divatax.
I just don't have the technology.
And
the damage he's done.
Those mechanical army guys. They're pretty bad. Divatax, I mean, she's a cool villain, but I think she was more of the goofy, like that dude who just fell.
To eliminate the Rangers. And now they're popping up like geranium!
I love geraniums!
That's a good joke, guys. Make it cartoon.
I have a creature that will take care of these new
No.
Come forth, Alturas!
That's a freaking angel, guys.
The range is busy.
That's what, when I think of angels up in heaven, like, oh, my grandfather, when he passed away, he's an angel now. That's what I see. That is what I see.
You know how much we've loved being part of Operation Overdrive.
And it's been an incredible experience.
That is a full-grown man with blonde hair.
You just don't need us anymore.
He always needs you.
Of course I need you. Our mission isn't over yet.
Our mission was to be Power Rangers. We dropped everything for that.
No, your mission is to help protect the Earth.
It's just
by any means necessary. And he says, here's a grenade. Throw it at a baddie.
We'd like to go back to our normal lives.
You can't go back to your normal lives. There's still villains trying to conquer your globe.
You feel this way too?
Oh, Mac.
I'm not going anywhere, Dad, but I don't think there's much I can do to help.
Yeah, Dad, of course I'm gonna, like, be here. I live here, Dad.
Yes, we are.
I like your globe that has a light inside of it.
Operation Overdrive.
No! No! Dish. I could rap to this. Will I? Probably not. Because I can't remember any of my lyrics. James, just pull them up. You have that capability. Please. Filmed on location in New Zealand, bitch. All right, guys. We're done with that in association with JetX. Saban Brands presents JetX. Gen X. All right. I am going to get episode 21 of Operation Overdrive synced up, ready to roll. So again, guys, hey, how'd you enjoy that? Did you get any ideas of what maybe you want me to be doing in these weeks where we're sans Nicole? Please let me know. Not just in a 5-star iTunes review. Let me know on the Discord, at MSSPod on Twitter, whatever, baby. Or over on patreon.com/MLMPod. Give me a message and give it to me raw. Yeah. All right. So this is episode 21 of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Once a Ranger. Again, available on YouTube to watch along for free. I'll let you guys sync that up. And in the meantime, again, 10 seconds of another song from this upcoming album with MC Deep, coming September 15th is what I think I said. All right, guys, here's a little bit of that.
Then you're fucked. My repute is fit is losing when polluted, these are ruined and deluded. You'll be lucid, speaking fluent in the fluid. I'm in transit, find the frightening lapse of human deeds. True, it's so I'm absent-minded, writing raps are true and in my music. Nothing to it but to do it for amusement. I loot the mother's truest, stay exuded like a Jew. It is disapproving what I'm doing, but you allude to the conclusion that I'm...
Ooh, that was a pretty good one, don't you think? All right, it's all synced up. We're going to do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 play. And on play is when you click play, all right? So let's get it synced. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 play. Operation Overdrive! Operation Overdrive! Operation Overdrive! Yeah! Power Rangers! Rangers! Getting in danger! Baby Jesus in the manger! You could do something like that. Roman stones, like, okay, you need stones. You could say, like, 5 Power Rangers, never alone. 5 Power Rangers looking for the same 5 stones. I'm just saying, normally I'm a defender of near rhymes. Of just rhyming the, like, syllable sounds. But again, this is... It's also a lazy song structure. Where it's like, of the 5 same stones, you don't need to, what are the stones? Like, are they called, like, the mystic stones?
These previous Power Rangers
Be-do-dee-do-dee-do-dee-doo.
His connection to the morphing group.
I think I know who.
I wish I knew the exorcism. Like, that sounds better. But, like, what are those stones called? Once a Ranger, two.
He's right. No Rangers and no jewels. Thrax's plan is failing.
Ooh.
Thrax. Where is he?
Yeah, bitch.
We're keeping an eye on the new Ranger.
Britta Johnstone. Oh, that's the stone they're looking for. Britta Johnstone. Whoa, they're back in Angel Grove.
And what exactly are we looking for?
I'm afraid you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
It's Zordon. Wee-oo-wee-oo.
Guys, I'm getting some strange energy coming from right over there.
Chill. Oh, no. Is that what they were looking for?
The plan's Anna. G'day.
G'day, mate.
Let's just talk this one.
Oh, Xander.
Yeah.
Morphin time! We're on grid. The Morphin grid? How about we get a little off-grid? Do some J. Dillis-type Power Ranger in, okay? Get that nice swing, that Dilla swing. Get donkey on him. Start screaming like her. Ding-dang on the power grid. The Morphin grid. No, you go into your settings, nudge it a little bit, and then you get some nice humanized sound to it. Sorry to anyone who doesn't produce music. Should I explain? No, let's just keep watching. Google it if you need to. Power Rangers, get the gold now. Dang, this is some pretty good stunt work. Dare I say flawless? He's a druid.
Feels good to get back tomorrow.
Oh no, he probably orchestrated the happy people live forever, happy people never die. Is that what it is? Or it's 3 more days till Halloween. 3 more days till Halloween. You know, from Halloween 3, why can't I think of how that goes? Man, there's still bosses to be fought. Don't just flick your hair around and say like, hey, I did a good job. This man's currently taking on like 15 dudes. Missing every shot he can do. Okay, finally got one. He says, take this. Dang, this is some really good work.
Maybe old school, but it still gets the job done.
Fighting's fighting, dude. That's what I was looking for.
This is it.
You sure this can help?
Never let me down before.
It's just like his lollipop outfit. You know, like a little, like, boy's outfit, suspenders, propeller hat, and a bunch of lollies. And he says, I love this.
Once a Ranger, always a Ranger.
Yeah, but what good's being a Power Ranger if you don't have any power?
He sucks on that lollipop. And then he says, Rita, are you uncomfortable now? And she says, yes, I am.
And that's how he always won his fights.
The Sword Excelsior.
Trying to fit one of those comically large, like, pinwheel lollipops into his mouth. He's like, I can get it, guys. And he's like, no. Get out of here. Power Rangers. Dito-dito. Monaco. She's already in a goddamn different country, like different area of the world. At least he's still in New Zealand. What?
Guys. Hey!
Oh, he was Johnny Cage in the new Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 3, Annihilation.
Again, good thing you called me.
Thanks.
So what's he do? He feels unfulfilled with that money. Because he knows money can't buy peace on Earth. Because that's capitalism, baby.
And that concludes our lecture on sustainable energy and global warming.
And on UHF. Television stations. Oh my god, UHF is causing global warming. I can't believe it.
It's so great to see you.
Ha!
I'm here for something really important.
It's been like 3 days.
There's a book all about it in my library.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh, wait.
I gotta go. See ya.
Just follow him. You know where the library is at. He might not. She calls up the ghost and is like, did you set him up to this? And he says, be-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
So bad?
Wait, isn't that the dude we just saw? How is he already there? What?
Next time, Mac, just keep your mouth shut.
Eh. Dude, you can jump up that. You're a Power Ranger. No, I'm not one anymore. No, once a Ranger, always a Ranger. What was that like? Okay, it was just a bone on a string? How'd the bone get there? Oh, wait, maybe he did that. Excelsior. I love that. Like that famous Stan Lee quote. Excelsior. It sounds like you're saying you want like a seltzer water improperly.
And it will be the end of the sentinel.
Excelsior water. I could see me saying that at a restaurant as a joke and no one knowing it's a joke. Can I get some Excelsior water?
Crazy, so I called them.
Why didn't that man just... Oh, that lady looked like she was winking oddly. Oh!
How do you feel, Alpha?
That was a wonderful rest, but it's great.
Alpha better have that dumper, guys.
I got a catching up to do. This is Andrew Hartford. He's the one who reactivated.
Hello, Rangers are in big trouble.
Hey, Alpha. I made your dumper better than ever. I love your dumper, Alpha. Alpha's dumper. Hey, guys, I have my... Can you notice that I have my hand in front of the mic now? What about now? Pa, 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 pa. Pickles! Pickles! Cool pita bread sandwiches.
Excelsior belongs to the warrior goddess. Only she can release the sword.
Yeah, dude, you're no goddess. Insane that, like, this is where this is at. It's just in the middle. There was once, like, when you grow up in a forested area, you find shit like that, where you're just walking around and you see a statue or something. And I bet it's someone who just put that there as, like, hey, this is our meetup spot. This is how we know where we're all gonna hang out. Or, like, hey, I'm gonna freak people out when they get here. Like, the people who put, a Jason Voorhees statue in the bottom of a lake to, like, scare people. But it's probably, like, a half a percent of, like, hey, this was, like, some ritual place where we met up to do druid stuff, but, like, satanic druid stuff.
You'll always have power. Boom, 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 boom. No, I'm not going without the sword.
No. You'll never have the power if you never get the power. We've all got it. We're all the single warrior that we need.
Greetings.
Ew.
I am the warrior goddess. The unity of your
friends. You may touch my boobie.
Has convinced me that you are worthy. Excelsior is yours now.
Forever and always. It looks like the... Okay, now it doesn't. It looked like in the Hokkaido movie? The, like, metal gladiator Hokkaido. There were these, like, angel... Also, yeah, I bet Psycho Goreman was very highly influenced by that. That design. You guys should watch that movie.
The Hikiter, I think next week.
Like Metal Violator Hikiter. Shoot, my speaker was still on this entire time.
Hopefully it wasn't playing anything.
It's Mac.
I sent something to Nicole and she said, was that supposed to be to me? Yes.
Incredible.
Oh, I sent her, it was.
Awesome.
I sent her a photo of it, like it's hand soap. That probably came out in, like, 1985, capitalizing on the Freddy Krueger trends. And it's Freddy Krueger, like, in a B-boy stance, and it says, 1, 2, Freddy's coming for germs.
We were wrong.
And again, like, you need a rhyme there. 1, 2, Freddy's cleaning you.
Welcome back to the team.
Yeah!
There you are.
Really saved
up. I missed what happened. Is this episode? No, it can't be almost over.
Am I late for the party?
Who are you?
Alpha 6. At your
service. Alpha 6 making your dicks real, real stiffs.
He did it. Yeah, morphing grid is fixed.
Oh, man, you guys got to get off that morphing grid. That J. Dilla swing. Zordon. Zord pun.
I don't believe it. Vulturus was supposed to be invincible.
Too bad, dude.
I learned about the power.
You
always have a plan B.
Why'd they make his mouth like that? Well, what's he doing? What is he doing? It kind of just made him like Bone Daddy from Godzilla Final Wars.
You ready for action?
Always. Once a Ranger, always a Ranger. Switching from Fast to Mega Blast. Los Luchadores. These designs minus, you know, like the horrific, I guess, like, since there are horrific looking things on these monsters, it's doing the job. Yeah! Mastodon! Smell my finger, Mastodon!
Dino Thunder, power up!
Ha! I'm Dino Thunder!
Speedy, emergency!
Damn, banana, wow, wow, wow!
Source, Mystic Force!
Yay, yay.
Source and Force. See, those are two things that it's a perf rhyme. A perforated rhyme. Kia? They did it.
But how? I took your powers away!
That's what you thought, but once a Ranger...
Always a Ranger!
Come, my evil alliance.
Ew, his face is so gross. He's like a Goosebumps character. I love that dude's, like, crystal aesthetic. As one might say, his crystal aesthetic. Man, it's only 12:30 as the time of the recording of this. I'm gonna do some quick hits after this, baby! I'm gonna get everything done on my list, minus calling an employer because their phone lines just aren't working right now. Maybe I'll call them later, see if that works. But can I edit this existed tonight? I don't know. It depends on how long little Corey and I discuss Keenan and Kel's two heads are better than none. Yeah! Yeah! No! No! I got this one! Boom, 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 boom! Boom, boom! Huh? Huh? Dang, he has boxing gloves? Okay, Magic Ranger might. Is that like cool? All right, it's called Mystic Force. I apologize. I did for, I thought I was saying the correct Power Rangers name for it. But that's my bad, baby. That's a good maneuver. That's like when you're playing Kirby and you have the two wind and you can thwip people up in the air. Power Rangers, go! No!
Duck, 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 duck.
They're doing it, guys. Guys, we gotta find a quarry and just do illegal boxing matches in them and film them to make it look like it's a tokusatsu fight. Did you guys know there's like youth boxing matches and UFC matches and it's really fucked up? It's like straight up children boxing and whatnot. And people try and defend it. It's crazy. I guess it's like UFC fights for children are more, are it like technically more safe in the long run for a child. Maybe like on, not on the joints, but more so than boxing and then even more so than football. Because boxing is bad. Because you have those padded gloves so you're hitting harder thinking like, oh yeah, this is safe. But when you're just trying to grapple another person and say, submit, and then they don't, and then they pass out, like, that's not doing long-term damage. In the, you know, unless it happens, like, you should start tapping out. Don't allow yourself to be knocked out. But I feel like a child, if they were to get knocked out like that, they might pee-pee themselves. Because they don't have them strong bladders. Guys, what would you do if you found out I had a narrow urethra? I bet I do. It's so narrow. That's why I can't sound. It hurts too bad.
Do you think we'll get a Megazord fight?
I don't know. Oh no, he died. Oh yeah.
Drive detector.
Some of them. Good camera work right there. I've been wondering, maybe I say this on This Existed, but I'll say it here. When you work on a, like, camera operators, if you're a camera operator out there, let me know. Is working on a multicam sitcom or a talk show type deal, like something where it's multicam, always on the same set, do you enjoy that more than like, hey, we're either on a set, Modern Family style, but a single camera, on the field with a single camera recording? Like, I'm guessing multicam is easier because it's easier to, like, maneuver, like, they're on wheels and shit. But what is more fulfilling creatively? What do you enjoy doing more? I guess I could ask Melzer this. He would probably know. Power Rangers. Then they start queefing everywhere.
Not if I find them first.
Fat chance, lizard lift.
Fat chance kitchen, baby.
Now that's what I call Ranger power.
Now that's what I call we need a new toy. That's the only reason they have that dude there.
Then I was mad when you stayed. Now I'm sad that you're
leaving. Dang, Nicole. Okay, yeah, but her appointment, Nicole's like still waiting at dentist, and it's like, well, It's fine. Like, that's only 9 minutes now. Oh, okay. So I did say this on a previous episode of after I got my endoscopy. I'm like, how? Whenever I go to the doctors now, it's usually like a 45 minute to an hour wait to like finally the checkup start from like if it's 12:30, I'll be getting seen around 1:15. But if more than one person is involved, so like for a surgery or for like looking down my throat, it's everyone's there punctual and it's early. And I can now say that that is found because when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was in there for less than like it was scheduled at noon and I was out of there at 12:50. They removed two teeth and I was slightly late. So like, yes, they for sure, because the ding dang buses and the trains were all delayed that day. I left in like it should only take 30 minutes to get there. I left an hour and 10 minutes before I needed to be there and was still 3 minutes late. So yes, I can now say for facts that that's the bones, that's the breaks. So if you're there for a surgery with multiple people involved, hey, it'll be on time. It'll run smoothly. If not, you're going to be waiting so long. If you're in my case where you're like, hey, I have Medicare, Medicaid, county care, whatever the health thing I have for low income, that's what babies got, baby. But speaking of low income, hey, check out darlinghomebody.com for cute, creepy stuff. Join the Darling Homebody Society. That's Nicole's sticker club once a month. New sticker. You get it. You got it. It's golden. All of that is at darlinghomebody.com. And follow her on social media, Darling Homebody on Instagram and TikTok. I think that's mainly what she's going for these days. So please check those out. Hey, join our Discord. There's a link in the description. Head over to MLMpod.com for information on all the free feed podcasts. These are the free feed podcasts. We have This Movie's Gay. That's not active, but it's still there. We have Hit It and Crit It, The Height of Horror, Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, and Sweaty Time, professional wrestling / shuffling the deck, the introductory ICP playlist podcast, as well as Sweet Child of Time. All of those are wherever you're listening to that, you can listen to those podcasts. But listen to my music under Marshland Monster. Ooh, baby, new stuff generally every month. That's what I'm going for. And head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. And if you're generous, go $10 patron. You get monthly bonus exclusive content in the form of Straight to Patreon or a watch-along. Just did a watch-along of Spice World, oh baby, which you can watch for free. There's possibly a link where you can get that available, baby. The movie itself, it's wild. I very much enjoyed it. And if you're a $10 patron, you get shout-outs on every single free feed podcast, so let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, he's a rapper or former rapper, Defo, D-F-O, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua, Jakus, Steve Barnes, he's Intro Void, and Sweet Child of Time, the host of that shit, baby. The woman which I emerged, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning. It's Corwin, who also was a host on This Movie's Gay. And finally, you know them from the ROM Complex. You know them from Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, which next week we're doing a Los Luchadores episode, guys. It's very fun. Wrote a great one. And you know them from twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. It's R2Shelby2. And I've been James. Thank you so much for watching along with me, baby. See you guys. This has been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Toodaloos. Oh, and here's here's the other song that you might hear on this The Modern Myth. Bye. Colleges of college. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.